Bible said, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. It is not in my hand. You put your qurbani, I put my qurbani. We came down both together. It's up to Allah. He's our Khaliq, our Malik. And Allah only accepts the qurbani of those who are righteous. يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. So this concept applies in today's time too. إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Qurbani is not for showing off. I purchased the animal for 50,000 rupees or 1 million rupees and they're moving around gully to gully, street to street with the garland of the flower. Showing off. Pictures, videos. Look at my animal. Look at my goat. Look at my cow. Look at my camel. The brothers to whom we are showing off. Allah will not accept. Allah accept humbleness. Allah accept. You know, when we do from the bottom of the heart, just for the sake of Allah, not for the name and fame, not for the show off, Allah will not accept it. In today's time, it becomes trend, craziness. They spend millions of dollars on the animal just to show off. No one can purchase the animal as expensive as I did. Who granted you this wealth? You born with this wealth? You came empty-handed, naked? Now you are boasting. All wrong concept. So may Allah grant us taqwa and piety which is really required from this sacrifice. Now, as I said, it started from the time of Adam al-Salat. But for us, the sunnah is from Hazrat Ibrahim al-Salat. We know the incident. I don't want to go in detail. So this animal should be slaughtered for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, upon whom the qurbani becomes wajib? A person on the day of qurbani, on the 10th of Dhul-Hijjah, he possesses the amount of nisab, which becomes mandatory for him to pay the zakat. For example, if we have 87.48 grams of gold or 612.36 grams of silver or equivalent to the cash amount or merchandise stuff in his business in the shop or the extra things in the house which he never used whole year, extra clothing in his wardrobe, extra utensils, extra dinner sets or furniture, whatever, he never touched it the whole year, it's just there on the shelf. So we have to calculate the price of all those things. And if it becomes equivalent to the nisab of the zakat, then the qurbani becomes wajib upon him. In today's time, just to explain you in simple way, if a person has $500 extra, $500 extra in his account or in his hand, cash, the qurbani becomes wajib. And qurbani becomes wajib for each and everyone. For example, if husband is rich, he should only give the qurbani for himself. It is not wajib upon him to give the qurbani on behalf of his wife or his parents. Sometimes people do, oh, I sacrifice on name of my father, my mother. And they are dependent. They are not earning, they are retired. And the animal, qurbani was wajib upon himself. He is working, he is earning. But he said, no, my father is there, I will sacrifice for my father. And he doesn't do for himself, he does for his father. So for his father is nafal. For him was wajib. So we have to understand this mas'ala. If you want to slaughter and on behalf of your parents or your wife or children, then you purchase more than one animal. One animal should be for yourself first, which is wajib upon you. Then second animal should be for the parents, for the any relative. But you cannot sacrifice yourself. You cannot deprive yourself and sacrifice for others. Likewise, if a husband wants to sacrifice for his wife, he can do it, but he has to purchase another animal or big cow, make the shares, 7 people in the family, then he can do it. So, and with regard to the, if the wife has a gold equal to this nisab, then qurbani becomes wajib upon the wife. So she must take out her own money. And in today's time, my brothers and sisters, everyone is earning. Son is doing his own work, daughter is working, wife is working, husband is working. So they all should do from their own pockets, from their own self. They should not depend on each other. But if father wants to do, okay, I pay for everybody, that is also allowed. But it is not wajib upon him, that is optional. That is volunteer, he is sacrificing his money for his, on behalf of the relatives, that will be accepted. Now, sometimes we like to do the big animal. For example, normally we do the cow. For the camel, it has to be 5 years old. For the cow, it has to be 2 years old. And goat has to be 1 year old. And the sheep and lamb, if it's so healthy and is only 6-7 months, but it looks like 1 year, then it is also allowed. Now, we have to sacrifice on ourselves. That is the real sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to sacrifice by himself, his own hand. But if you don't have guts, you cannot see blood, we are very soft-hearted, we cannot manage it, then you can ask someone to help us. But we have to be present while our animal is getting slaughtered. That is also sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He called Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, and you stand up and you see how your animal has been sacrificed. So this is also sunnah. We have to sharpen our knife before we start slaughtering. Don't sharpen in front of the animal, but behind you cannot see it. And the animal should be healthy, and animal should be without any fault, meaning his eyes, his teeth, his horns, his tails, his legs should be in proper condition. If he's blind or if he's one-third of tail and ear is cut off, or he's limping on three and the fourth leg he cannot put it, or it doesn't have teeth inside. So these kind of faulty animals are not accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you purchase very thin animal, that is also not good, because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, these are the animals will be your convey on the bridge of Sirat on the Yawmul Qiyamah. So if your animal is so weak, he cannot even carry you, how is he going to carry you onto the bridge of Sirat? Spend little extra money, don't be stingy. It will benefit to yourself. Now, with regard to the big animal which we are sharing 7, for example, the cow, there are certain masails we have to keep in mind. Number one, 7 shares, we can divide the price in 7 and combined we can purchase one animal. But it's not necessary. The price can be less and more. For example, if the cow is $700, for example, to make it easy, one brother said, I pay $400. And others say, we'll pay 50-50. That will be also okay. If one brother will pay more compared to the other, that share will be okay, no problem. It doesn't have to be as 7 people, for example. If you purchase the cow and there are only 5 brothers, 5 shares, you can still do it. Maximum is 7. You cannot increase more than 7. There is a maximum shares in one cow. But less than 7, you can have it. Even one person can purchase the whole cow and slaughter by himself. It will be accepted. Just like goat and lamb. It doesn't have to make share of anyone. I'll slaughter by myself. It's okay. But you cannot do more than 8. But if there are 7 shares, and everyone has to make the intention of the qurbani or aqiqah, you can add your share is aqiqah also in the qurbani animal. That is also combined, you can do it. But every shareholder should make the niyyah, because the qurbani is the ibadah, and ibadah does not accept it without niyyah. Intention is very important. So if, for example, 6 brothers made intention, one brother he said, no, I'm just giving my share to eat the meat. I don't slaughter for the qurbani, and my niyat is just I'm going to eat some meat. So whole qurbani will not be accepted just because of one niyat is wrong. So make sure everyone should make the niyat of the qurbani or make the niyat of aqiqah. Now, if there are seven brothers have share in one animal, then it has to be distributed equivalent. Meaning the meat, when we slaughter the whole cow, we should not, you know, separate the good meat and bad bones or something like that. But whole cow should be together and we have to weigh it. And accordingly, seven share should be equal. It should not be more or less. If the meat is more or less, then the animal will not be accepted. We have to be very, very careful in this regard. Someone say, no, I don't mind, take my share also, give me little bit. No, it's not accepted. Because everyone's share is equal, so it has to be distributed by weight. We have to weigh it properly. Ulama said, if you are not sure about, you know, seven share exactly the same amount, it's difficult to divide and distribute. So you should, you know, mix it with the liver. If you mix the liver with the meat, then it will be allowed to have more or less. So even in most of the cases, we don't eat liver, but still for the sake of this, dividing and distributing, you should have seven pieces of the liver and put one piece in every share. So that's where if someone's share is 50 gram or 1 kilo more than others, it will be covered it up by making these things. And the days of Qurbani are only 3 days. First day, 10th of Zulhijjah, second day, 11th and 12th. 12 before sunset, we have to be done. If we, for some reason, if we cannot do it up till the 12th of sunset, then that qurbani will not be accepted. Then we just have to give away that animal as a sadaqah, as a charity. There are some more masail, but there is no time for me to go. Inshallah, will accept our qurbani and give us a real tawfiq to sacrifice in the proper manner. If someone has any masala, you can ask me later on, inshallah. And one of the wajib thing is the takbir-e-tashriq, as I said, that it will start from next Friday, Fajr time. 9th of Zulhijjah, next Friday will be 9th of Zulhijjah, Yawmul Arafah. You should fast on the Yawmul Arafah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, if you fast on Yawmul Arafah, Allah will forgive the sins of one previous year and one future year. So 2 years of sins will be forgiven just by fasting on Yawmul Arafah. It will be on Friday morning. So inshallah, Friday morning from Fajr time, we're going to start takbirat. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Walillahi alhamd. Till Tuesday, Asr Salat. It should be 23 prayers total. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, 20, and Tuesday, Fajr, Zuhr, Asr. Tuesday till Asr, inshallah, this year. So keep that in mind. Even our sisters should do it in soft voice wherever they pray their salat. After every Farz salat, whether we pray in the masjid or at home or anywhere else, we should recite this takbir loudly. For the male and for the female is soft.